So, I do apologize. I had to delete the last couple of broadcasts that I did. Okay. So, everything is checking out now. All right, so oh boy, so this is the new website theme. Yeah, I'm gonna get this right eventually, but this is the new website theme, which I do like, and I'm not sure how many of you visited the site before I switched everything, but I've got five of my favorite images up here, and these are just mock-ups. So actually my photography is here, and then I just picked different interiors that I feel goes with the work, and this is the last one that I did a few days ago. So yeah, what I really try to do is get the colors to like try to put colors that go together. Which is like an of course statement, but everything, complements each other, everything matches. So every time I look at a mock-up, I just try to get a sense of, okay, this is the style that matches the artwork, and the artwork has to match the style of the room. So everything looks good together. Yeah. I think more times than not, I go with a darker wall, like darker paint on the wall. And then there's interiors like this where this is just a cream, it's lighter, which I feel goes with the blue and then the white petals here. So all of that is very nice. So I thought, okay, this one called Simple Beauty is from Ceres Jacksonville Zoo. It goes together very well. And then I use the Apple Pencil to write my signature here in the corner. Right now, this one's my favorite, even though it's on the darker and as far as interiors go, but I like how the artwork here, this is water number 13, how it fits into this area. And then as far as the size in terms of scale, this is a 60 inches high, 40 inches wide. So I like the subtle light coming through here. It's like diffused light coming through the room. So it just the whole mood of the room is very calm to me. So I have mock-ups like this to give potential collectors an idea of how my work can fit into their space, their interior. So and then this is the one of the featured collections on the homepage is from New York City. And you just click the view button here to see the rest of it. The next thing is just an explanation of the True Life acrylic prints that I'm switching to for both the limited and the open edition for photography. So I'm excited, definitely excited about that. The second featured collection is the Water series, which is one of my favorites, and also like just viewers, they tend to like this one. And then I've got the work in progress, which I'm hoping to get this. It's already been shipped from the photo lab. I'm hoping that it comes in on Tuesday. It was supposed to be here tomorrow, from FedEx, but I don't know, there was a delay or something, But they pushed their arrival date back to Tuesday. So it's called Koi. It's from the trip I took to the zoo. Gosh, it's got to be like 2 months ago now. Time goes by so fast. But I ordered the print by itself, and I was pretty satisfied with that. But then I ordered the True Life acrylic print version of it, so I know exactly how it looks under the acrylic. I noticed that on the sample the photo lab sent me, they sent me the food. Now this is the Fuji Flex paper that I'm changing to, or have changed to. The paper sample by itself, when it's not under the acrylic, the colors were darker, I noticed. And then I compared it to the True Life acrylic with the acrylic mounted on top of it, face mounted on there. The colors in the shadows were brighter. So I didn't know if my eyes were just playing tricks on me, or or if that's really the case, like the acrylic brightens up the image. Now it's probably doesn't really brighten up the image. What it probably does, it cuts off the glare of everything that's in the room, because the paper by itself is very reflective. And so I made a point to use acrylic that's anti-reflective, and it cuts down that reflection of the photo paper by quite a bit, to the point where I can photograph it like this and you don't even see the camera in it. But if I photograph the paper by itself without the acrylic on top that's anti-reflective, I can definitely see myself in it like I'm looking into a mirror. Like, it's that clear. The Fuji Pearl that I'm switching from, it does that a little bit, but not nearly as much as the Fuji Flex does. So, but color quality, the shadows, everything in this is very good. Of course, I labeled this as sample art because this is not my artwork. This is just from the lab, and they send this out to photographers like me, artists like me, who want to see how colors and highlights and everything print on a particular photo paper or under an acrylic face mount like this. And so they sent me quite a few print samples. So I was, and this was my favorite one, so I was really happy with this one. So yeah, the other thing I like about this new theme, and I don't know how familiar you guys are with the old theme, is the navigation up here, the bar, how if you put the mouse over it, it lights up, or has the white background, so you can see everything better. And then once you move the mouse out of the way, it goes back to being transparent. That is really cool, because overall I like the transparent header up there. I can put a an announcement bar up here, just when I want to tell you guys something that's coming up, or have some type of news or a sale or something like that going on, then that'll be in the announcement bar up on top of this. So I just love how all this looks. Now the logo that's here, it used to be up here, but I thought it was better that my name was actually up here, because it wasn't before. It was just the logo that was up there. So yeah, I switched them. So the logo being here, I think it's still predominant on the homepage. It's just not up here anymore. And then as you scroll, the elements come in gradually, which I like that effect. And then down here, you have all of your information from shipping policy to refunds to that type of thing. Personal information. Over here, I've got quite a few social media channels, probably too much. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. I'm on TikTok now. I've got a company page on LinkedIn, and I'm still using Tumblr. So I'm thinking that maybe two or three of these need to go. Because it takes a lot of time to keep all the pages in sync as far as what I want to post on social media. It's very time consuming. The newsletter, if you want to sign up for the newsletter, it's going to be here. And yeah, and then if you want to switch currencies, there's a lot over here. And I didn't even realize it was this many, but there's a lot of different currencies for you to choose from. Like, really a lot. This is from Turkey, Turks and Caicos Islands. Oh my gosh, a lot. Zimbabwe, wow. Yep, there's a lot. So you can switch it down there. There is the option to sign up to the website with your own account. If there's quite a few purchases that you want to make, then there's that option. Of course, the card is over here. And if you see something on social media, like a particular title, like for instance, I recently posted Crassus. So you would just type that in and there you go. It comes up. And it also tells you where you can find it on the blog. So we just click that and it takes you to the page. Now, of course, this is also an improvement from the previous website theme in terms of you can now click it so that it expands instead of it just zooming in to the image. It actually expands and takes up the entire page. So that's something that I really, really wanted to have on the new theme that I use. So these mock-ups that I use, I have to update quite a few of them. But yeah, here's the gallery page. So yeah, as you scroll, everything gradually shows up. And there's going to be, of course, more categories being added as I add more collections, more series, that type of thing. This is going to continue to expand. For right now, everything that's supposed to be here is here, except for I did have the wallpapers, the free wallpapers for your phone and your desktop computers. I have to add that down here. Now I have the stuff, the wallpaper is ready. I just have to add, like, update the files, and then you'll see that option here as well, or that category here. But this first one is showcase, which is just the best out of everything that's here. And then the rest of these are the series. Yeah, these are all series until you get to the oldest one. This is all the way back from 2009, Newport Beach. So yeah, I captured all these photographs in California. From there, you move on to collections. So stuff like architecture, these are just one-offs. They're not really a series of a particular or a specific place. Even though these three, Like Into Dark is Jacksonville, this one's Jacksonville, and so is this one Over the Balcony. These two, The Long Haul and of course Bellagio, this is from Las Vegas. So yeah. I lived in Las Vegas for 2 years. I moved to Jacksonville, stayed here for 2 years, moved to Las Vegas, stayed there for 2 years, and now I'm back in Jacksonville, which so that's why there's a it jumps around between the two cities. But yeah, I definitely wanted to get a capture of this, because this fountain has been in movies. I think it was, what was Ocean's 11 was the last one I remember seeing it in, with George Clooney and Brad Pitt. So yeah, I had to go downtown to the strip and take some photographs of that. But yeah, I definitely have to add more work to this collection. And then there's landscapes, is the same thing, various locations. So this, it's not really a series of one place. So yeah, this is like a mixture of places. And then photographs like this, I have to create a mock-up for this one. And quite a few of the other works too, they all need mock-ups. Now for the limited edition pieces, you've got an edition of 100, 50, 25, edition of 12 at this particular size. So in total, this is 187 prints that will be sold of this one. And then after the 187 are sold, then it'll no longer be available. Now with the new work, for example, with Koi, this one's only going to be a total of 48 prints. So it's still going to have the four different sizes or dimensions available, but it's only going to be an addition of 12 prints per size. So that's going to be a total of 48, if my math is correct. So they're going to be more unique in that way, by cutting the quantity down from 187 to 48. So that also means that I'm gonna have to create more work, on a like more new work on a regular basis, but I'm totally fine with that part of it. The other thing I wanted to point out is some of these, like the series, for example, some of these are open. Like I can go back to Volcano Beach, Jacksonville Beach, and add to these series. I'm thinking about the same thing with yellow, but these are the types where it's just that one photography session that I capture a whole bunch of photographs, and then I pick out, okay, what's going to be a part of this series, and then that's just the end of it. It's cut off right there. I'm not adding more to it. But for stuff like Jacksonville Zoo, for example, the older ones are at the bottom. So this is 2012 that I captured these photos here. And it ends with Rosewind. Now, flamingos, I captured this in 2013, which was the following year, of course. And I already added a mock-up for this one. But you'll notice that Simple Beauty, I captured this one like 2 months ago. So you're gonna jump from 2013 to 2022. And it's going to be in the same series. It's just I'm adding more and more photographs to it every time I go back to that same location. So yeah, some of these are going to be the series itself is going to be open where I'm always adding things to it. Well, not always, but it's possible that more photographs will be added to it. This particular one is open. Yeah, this particular print is open. The thing that is funny with this one is that the people I've shared it with so far, excuse me, the thumbnail with so far, they've said that they want to see more detail in here, but when you blow it up, you can see it clearly. So that's just the thumbnail size of it is, I don't know, for some reason it's just darker. And then when I blow it up or when I printed it out, it wasn't as dark as it seems. So yeah, it's actually quite a bit of detail being shown. But again, when you look or when you're looking at the thumbnail, I get it, like it's darker. So yeah, it's like things like this I will have to, well, print out for one, but also that's the other reason why I wanted to switch website themes, because the previous theme, these photographs would not expand to fill the entire screen. So yeah, this one really, it really helps that this one can do that. So yeah, when I was shopping around for themes, for new themes, that's one of the things that was a must, that I needed to have. Because before, you would hover the mouse over the image and the image would zoom in, like it would be magnified, but it wouldn't expand. You couldn't expand the image to cover the screen. So yeah, these mock-ups, I have to add them to as many of the photographs as I can. It's just time consuming. It takes a while to match the artwork with the right space and vice versa. You have to find the right space for the artwork and you have to find the right artwork for that particular space. So a lot of times I'll find an interior that I really like and just favorite it. But then I have to find the artwork to match it. And then sometimes I'll have an artwork that I really like in it, and I'll have trouble finding an interior that it fits in where everything looks right. So it's just trying to marry those two things together. So that as far as style, they're in sync, you know. Because you can have an art piece that looks really good, but if you put it in the wrong interior, as far as style goes, it'll look completely off and it won't fit. So, and if it doesn't fit, then that means it's not good. At least for that particular space. But yeah, this is quite a bit. This is quite a bit of work. So yeah, this is all the nature collections. Now with the Mum series, this used to be a series. This used to be a series. But then I ended up including it with nature. So yeah, this was just a set of mums that I had. They were the jumbo mums, like the big ones. And I wasn't able to take macro photography back then. So you get a lot of photographs that are just showing more of the flower, from a distance. Excuse me. And with the new work, well, like this is also a mom, but this is not a jumbo mom. This is a really small miniature mom flower. But of course, this is macro photography, so it's blown up substantially more. So you see a lot more of the detail in the petals here. So I just love how this one turned out. Now, this type of shot is tougher to get compared to these. But I just feel like these are good, but it's like I definitely want to get closer sometimes. Definitely closer at times. And yeah, so this one's the old way. It's like you got an addition of 100, 50, 25, 12. So this addition of 12 is going to be for all four, which is what I was explaining before. And so now everything's been updated from the Fuji Pearl to the Fuji Flex crystal paper. And like I said, the sample, well, yeah, the sample's going to be here hopefully on Tuesday. Hopefully. It'll be here on Tuesday. And then I'll photograph, 'cause it has the aluminum museum wall mount on the back of this, of the print. So I'm gonna photograph that. Of course, I'm gonna photograph the front of it so that everyone knows how the acrylic looks over the print. And yeah, photograph everything. I also ordered mine with the wire hanger. Now the wire hanger doesn't have to be on there if you don't want it to be. It's just an add-on. But some collectors just want the wire hanger because it's easier for them to hang. And with galleries as well, they'll request a wire hanger on the artwork because it's faster for them to hang up in the gallery. Let's see. So yeah, I'm gonna photograph like all those types of details, and gosh, I don't know if I'm gonna put it on each photograph listing or put it on the about page like I have now, because this is really what it is. So yeah, I have to figure out how I'm gonna show that. I was also thinking about putting it like on the top up here, but I don't know if I can do that. I know I can have text here, but just put the sample of koi that's gonna be here on Tuesday, put that up here. Excuse me. And yeah, that could work. Just to give everybody a feel of what everything looks like, but I don't know if that's gonna work either. Because the thing is that especially if you're coming to the website from Pinterest, you're only going to come to the product page. And so if the sample is not there, then you're really not going to see it right away. So that's my concern. So I'm thinking that I'll do it like this. I'll have the print, the photograph first by itself. I will have one example of the photograph on with the interior. Then the third one will be the certificate of authenticity. I'll photograph that, and have that as a third shot. And then I guess the aluminum wall mount, like a picture of that underneath. It's just I don't want to have too many photos over here, but I guess it's not gonna hurt. I just don't want it to look cluttered as far as the presentation goes. But as far as the layout of all this, I like it. I like it. And then the size option is down here for the four sizes. You can share. It's got Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest here. So there's that. And of course, like I said, you can blow up everything and you're able to scroll through them or switch. Yeah, this one's my favorite. This one's my favorite. So I can probably switch these two images out. Yeah, I can probably switch those two images out. Oh, the creative writing page. I have to rearrange this because I've written work this year, actually, but a lot like this is 2015, this is 2009, this is 2010. So I'm gonna rearrange it so that the it's in chronological order. Like the most recent stuff that I've written will be at the top. And then of course it'll go all the way down to I think X-Men in 2009 is as far back as I go as far as my writing. Now the writing, I believe I'm going to link it to my vocal profile. So, like, this is probably one of my most recent short stories. This one, She Knew Who I Was, from 2017, I believe, but it's one of it, this, as far as people who read over my work, like, this is the one that they like the most. And so I have this pinned to the top of the page. I do have the first part of X-Men: The New Age up here. Now this is going to be 9 parts. But yeah, once you click the link that I'll add, you'll come right to this page and there's a lot of writing. It's a lot. It's going to be a lot. So yeah, it's just going to take me time to go through all that. The thing that I want to do for the past 2, 3 weeks is just to get the website theme done, the art listings updated, because I have over 150 art listings that I have to update when I make changes like this. And so it just takes me a while. because I go to work. I don't have a 9 to 5. It's like it's an 8 to 5. And then I come home in the evening, and if I'm not completely just exhausted, I will work on as much of this as I possibly can. And then on the Friday night going into the weekend, I just blitz all of these projects or these things that I want to do, and finish as much as I can. So I think not yesterday Thursday, but last Thursday, I was excuse me. Excuse me. I was off work for because of the hurricane. So I stayed in, and that's basically what I did for much of the day. Was just work on the art listings and getting everything updated and adding all these things back to the site, and then making sure that the new website theme fit, as far as style, the way I needed it to, and going through the thumbnails, like which thumbnails am I going to use for each collection or series. And so just a lot of getting the kinks out and all that. So yeah. So until I got to this point where I can share it with everybody, the blog is a lot better than the old theme I was using. So yeah, it's a lot better. The blog is a whole lot better than what I was using before. Because before it was kind of It was like a single column, and then the headers were entirely too big. This part here, it was just long. It like took up just this long line of text going across the page. It just didn't look great. It was fine, but I was thinking like, okay, that can be better. And then this part up here, I absolutely love how this is just really big as far as the header goes. Same thing, really large header up here at the top. The headline breaks into it, which I like that part as well. So stylistically, I like the layout so much better. And then, of course, you can share it here. And then all the comments are moderated because, of course, you get like weird comments that don't need to be on the site. So I look at everything before it's actually posted to the site. Oh, there's a next button right here. I did not know that. I just noticed that. Cool. Okay, so when you scroll down, you get this banner that pops up. It's now reading. That is so nice. I didn't realize that was up there. But yeah, this was August 22nd. I was talking about Simple Beauty being added. I did get the test print from the old photo lab I was using. So that's what I went off of with that, because I'm used to how they print and what the brightness is going to be. So that one got approved. This one's a little bit too dark, but I do like the composition of it. And then this one, I just want to make sure, like doubly sure, because this one I absolutely love it. So this is the one that's going to come in hopefully on Tuesday. It's already been shipped from the photo lab. It's just somewhere between here and Arizona. They haven't updated the tracking in a while, so I'm kind of nervous. It was supposed to be here tomorrow. But yeah, they moved it to Tuesday. I did order the print by itself without the acrylic on top. Very reflective. If it's really dark in the room that it's hanging up in, then this is going to be darker. If the room is really bright, this is going to be brighter as far as how it looks. And so it seems to me that from the samples that the photo lab sent me, that the acrylic that's face mounted on top is going to help control the brightness and how much is gets reflected off of it. So like if I order the photograph by itself and I take a picture of it just straight down, I'm going to literally see the camera in the print. That's how reflective it is. And so to cut off that reflection, I'm adding the True Life acrylic on top, putting it on top of the photograph so that it cuts down that reflection by quite a bit. So now I have the camera right over the photograph, and you can't see it reflecting like a mirror in the photo. So that's when I was like, okay, this is the product that I'm gonna go with. This is how everything's gonna be printed in the studio. And it did come out brighter. Like the photograph by itself is darker, but under the acrylic, this is brighter. So I'm just going to confirm that with my own work, because the sample art that they sent me, like this one, that's noticeable. The Fujiflex paper by itself is darker because it's reflecting my office space, but then the Fujiflex paper under the acrylic, it's brighter and it's not reflecting my office as much in terms of brightness. So yeah, I'm thinking that once I start pitching my work to galleries and collectors, I'm going to have it under the acrylic. It's just going to, it's going to look better through, you know, with that anyway. Let's see. And I'm still tweaking stuff like publications. This is, the photos are center aligned. I'm going to put everything to the left, align it everything to the left, like the text is aligned left. So that'll be more consistent. I took out all the links that don't work because these go back quite a ways. Like this link still works, but some of them didn't work anymore. And so I took those out and I think I got everything. Yeah, but it's just details with the with the website. It's just a bunch of details. The about page, I'm going to add a refined artist statement up here, which I'm arguing with myself about what it's going to be. But I know which direction I want to go in for the artist statement, but yeah. And in the history, I might keep it, I might not keep it here. This part here is fine. This information's fine. I like that part. And then this is the other stuff that used to be at the top of the page, but it's not anymore. It's down here. I want to go artist statement first at the top. I don't know what I'm going to do with the history, and then this is probably going to be back up there, but underneath the artist statement. And then if I keep this history section, it's going to be beneath all those. But yeah, I definitely want to, when my work gets here, then I can replace the sample art that I have here. With my actual work and how it looks. And then of course you have contact page. Doesn't look too different. It's just in the style of this theme, which I like the style of this theme better. So love the font, the font type up here. It's really nice. And then, of course, I've got the CV. So there's that. Same thing with these photographs from the exhibitions. I probably have to make a more concise header here as far as the wording. But yeah, all of this has to go left instead of being center aligned because it just looks awkward. But yeah, this is just showing where my work has been. Like this is Dream of Red, and this is actually from the Newport Beach series. Yeah, this is back in 2017, and this was, oh my gosh, this was in Switzerland. And that gallery represented me for a year, so. And this is how I got that representation, because this is my work over here, and this was Spectrum Miami in 2016. And so you got to find, like, I was one of the three finalists, and you would vote on the iPad tier out of the three finalists, who you wanted to be in first or win, the winner. So I won by like 2.something%. It was close because I was competing against like traditional painting and The other person had like mixed media of sculpture and something else. I mean, it was like, wow. But yeah, this was I just had photography, which was not really, I don't think it's still not seen as more like difficult to learn compared to painting and sculpture, of course. But yeah, I mean, the gallery liked it. They picked me as a finalist, and then the attendees in Miami, I got enough votes that I won the annual contract. So that was really good for me, because before I won that contract, I pretty much gave up on having even a virtual studio. So yeah, that just brought a lot of life into the direction of my career. And at that point, I decided, like, no matter what, I'm just gonna keep, pushing forward with the studio. So this was in Bristol, United Kingdom. Gallery Du 808. And unfortunately, because of like this was 2019. Yeah, the summer festival in 2019. By 2021, the gallery had to close because lockdowns and all of that, and it was just terrible. So I was really sad to get that news. But this piece did sell. This was order number 10. So I was really happy about that. This is Jacksonville. Yeah, this is local. Yeah, this was one of my first local exhibitions. Yeah, so there's just, oh my goodness. So I have to get back into the swing of exhibiting the work, things like that. So, but yeah, that's all I have. Everything looks right. Everything looks right. I have to focus on the little, like I said, the details of everything, just to make sure that you gotta dot all the I's, cross all the T's, make sure that all the links work, that the shopping cart works, which I'm still kind of putting the last touches on that part. Like I said, I'm gonna add FedEx overnight once I get the pricing down for it, and how that's gonna be calculated or added to the shopping cart. Yeah. So it's just details now. And then once the details are pretty much finished, by Tuesday, once the sample print for Koi gets here, I can focus on adding new work to the site. And that's always fun. It's always fun. But yeah, I'm looking at getting books for marketing, because I'm not a very, I'm more of an introvert, I'll say that. I'm more of an introvert than an extrovert. So I have trouble getting in front of crowds and talking about my work. But once I get in front of people, I'm okay. It's just taking that step to get in front of people, you know? So yeah, I have to fix or s shift my focus to marketing and how I actually want to do that. I've already got the postcards ready, business cards are ready, even though I want to update both of those as far as style goes to match the website. Once I get through the inventory I have, then I'll go ahead and purchase more, but I'll update the design. But yeah, it just takes me a while to get things done because it's just me. It's like I don't have a staff, I don't have the budget to hire anyone to do all these things. I just work on it a little bit every day. For the most part, I take Sundays off just to get a day of not having to focus on this. And even when I do try to do some work on Sundays, it doesn't go very well because my focus and my attention is not on this. But yeah, it's good to have a day or two off. But again, like I said before, I just want to make sure that I get the microphone, the audio, the volume, everything set up correctly, because for these art streams, the volume hasn't been great. So I'm going to continue to test it, continue to add, more streams in the art category, and probably the studio does have a YouTube page, so I can download them from here, the streams from here, and add them to the page. So that'll be something that I have to do as well. But yeah, I like the direction that everything is going. And like I said, with the audio, I recorded Broken World about an hour ago, and I'm having a problem with audio there too, because I switched from my PC laptop to the iPad, right? And unlike the PC, I can't turn off the iPad microphone and just use the external microphone. They're both on at the same time, and that messes with the audio. So I'm trying to figure out how to turn off the iPad microphone because I don't want to use that. I tested the iPad microphone. It's not as good. It's not great. So the external, I'm using the Yeti X, which is very good. It's a really good mic, and I like the sound of it. The audio quality is a lot better. So I just have to figure out how to get either both of the mics to work like while they're on at the same time, or I have to figure out how to turn off the internal mic on the iPad to get the volume to be where I want it to be on the audio. But the journal entry Broken World, I recorded this like 7 or 8 times. And it was just a struggle. So I don't know if I'm going to have to go back to like unretire my PC to just record the podcast episodes, or like, is that good? I don't know if that's going to be easier, or if I can finally get a fix for the iPad, because I really do want to retire that laptop. It's going to be 6 years old in December, and it's to the point where trying to get it to boot up sometimes, it takes time. So I really don't want to mess with it much more. And then eventually I'm just going to get another PC laptop, but not one that's is like, it doesn't have to be like an Intel i7 core or something like that. Just, it can be an i3, just something that's fast that I can use in case I can't do something on the iPad. I can switch to that and do that, on the laptop. But as far as photo editing, it's definitely going to be on the iPad, because this particular Retina display is just way better than what I can get on the laptop, on the PC laptop. So, yeah, that's, I think that's all I have. Like I said, I have some updates to do. Man, I'm happy. I'm happy with this. But now it gets really, I don't want to say nerve-wracking, but I get nervous because now it's just, with the marketing is presentations, getting the presentations right, probably doing more presentations as far as Instagram reels, TikTok videos, that type of thing, getting the presentation right and making sure that the design, the style of all the posts, whether it's a still shot or a video, like the style is consistent. So it's just making sure that all of that comes out together. I think I'm gonna have to create quite a few stills and videos at the same time. Just create a group of things that I like in terms of marketing, and then little bit start releasing it, and getting it to more promotion. Promotion can be expensive. But yeah, it's necessary. And it's so right now, it's just making sure that I don't waste the marketing budget, that I promote the work in the right places, so that it's the most effective as possible. Yeah, like I said, all these with studio on them. This is the old branding style that I was using. I'm definitely gonna switch to just the single logo, larger logo here at the bottom, and remove all that part, like my name, the studio, this bar that goes across, all that's gone. So, like I said, I've got a lot of I have a lot of stuff to do, but you know, I really like what I'm doing. So it's not quite labeled as work. It's just, it takes some time. But I think if I can get everything to this point, to where it's the image, interior, and then there's the single logo I was talking about. Get everything at that at this point, then it won't be too hard to add on the other two images that I need, for the certificate of authenticity, and then showing the actual sample of the product that people can see. And I don't want to go through putting it on every listing as far as the product sample, but that's probably going to be what I end up doing because it's the best solution in terms of when they click on social media posts and come to that particular listing, everything will just be there and you don't have to go looking at a different part for, you know, on a different part of the site for something. So yeah, I think that's all I have. I think that's all I have. And for those of you waiting on more writing from me, that's gonna be after this. It's gonna be after this part. Once the immediate stuff that I have to do, once that part is done, then I can focus back on the writing. I'm not going to finish all the mock-ups before I get to that point. But I think just updating some of the pages, that type of thing, the writing, the creative writing page also, I'm going to do that. And then once I get to that point, I can start linking everything to the vocal page, and adding more writing to this part, because this is where it's going to be listed. I've also got more articles to write. It's like, oh my goodness. So yeah. I think for the rest of this year, because we're already in October, so I got November, December. Finish the foundation of everything that I want to do. And then once 2023 comes, the foundation is already set. And then I can just build on that, right? So these are basically my New Year's resolutions for next year, as far as updating the website theme, updating the art listings, updating the marketing. All this stuff is basically resolutions for 2023. But every year, I tend to start 3, 4 months earlier on these projects because it takes me so long to implement all this stuff by myself. So I definitely start early. And then when the new year comes, I just hit the ground running, so to speak. So everything that's like more preparation type stuff or laying the foundation is already done. Once the beginning of the year comes. All right. So I'm gonna go back and rewatch this stream. I'm gonna make sure that the audio is good. And then do some digging on how I can use the Yeti on my iPad, because I can use the Yeti microphone just fine on my PC. I never ran into this issue. For some reason, I don't know if it's software or I don't know. And so I don't know if it's something I have to change in the settings. I'm not sure. But I'm gonna see what I can do, as far as trying to fix the audio and making sure it's more consistent. And there's people usually run into the same problems that I run into, and so I'll see what they say. But thank you guys for tuning in, and I plan on creating more videos, streams in the art category, and then not only for this channel but for the YouTube channel as well. Thanks everyone for listening, and have a good night.